I invite you all to come forward now for communion and just come up and make a circle around the table. And if you would prefer to sit, there's some chairs here we can sit. And if anyone does sit, please ask others to get them included somehow in the circle. Not put your backs to them, but then come all the way around right up next to me. This is the Haggadah that I mentioned that just came out. You can take a look at it later if you'd like, but it's full of beautiful artwork and beautiful calligraphy and has the story. So let us be together in a spirit of oneness as we come to this joyful table of fellowship and love. You are blessed, Lord God of us, King of the cosmos, maker of the fruit of the vine. You are blessed, Lord God of us, King of the cosmos, who selected us from among every nation and raised us above every culture and sanctified us with his mitzvot. And it is with love, Lord God of us, that you gave us holidays for our happiness, that you gave us festivals and seasons to rejoice, that you gave us the day of this festival of Matzot in the season of our emancipation and designated it as holy, a commemoration of the Exodus from Egypt, because it was us that you elected and us that you set apart from all other nations, and it was the holidays sanctified by you with happiness and rejoicing that you bequeathed us. You are blessed, Lord, who sanctifies Israel and the seasons. This is the poor man's bread that our fathers ate in the land of Egypt. All who are bent with hunger, come and eat. All who are in dire straits, come share Passover with us. This year we are here, next year in the land of Israel. This year we are slaves, and next year the liberated ones. Just as you lifted nation from the belly of nation and piloted your people through the deep, may it be desirous before you, Lord God of us and God of our fathers, to show compassion for our brothers, the whole house of Israel, to those hemmed in by misery and captivity, and those trapped between sand and sea. Rescue and recover them, delivering them from gorge to meadow, from darkness to light. Break them free of their shackles and lead them on to salvation. Do it with speed and in our days, and let us all say amen. Amen. And blessed is the one who preserves his pledges to Israel. Blessed is he. For the Holy One, blessed is he, envisioned the end of an era in order to do as he told our father Abraham in the covenant of the pieces, as it is written. And he said to Abraham, know and keep knowing that your offspring will be sojourners in a land that is not their land. And they will slave for their masters and be tortured by them for 400 years. Know also that I will stand in judgment of their enslavers, and in the wake of that judgment your people will go out with great wealth. At first our fathers were beholden to idols. Then the Omnipresent brought us close to his worship, as it is written, and Joshua said to the whole of the nation, so says the Lord God of Israel, your fathers settled on the far side of the river forever ago. Terah, father of Abraham and father of Nahor, and they worshipped other gods. And I took your father, I took Abraham from across that river, and I walked him through the whole land of Canaan. And I made plentiful his seed, and I gave him Isaac. And I gave Isaac, Jacob, and Esau, and I gave Mount Seir to Esau as a legacy, and Jacob and his sons went down to Egypt. And we cried out to the Lord God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voices, and he saw our torture and our toil and the great pressure upon us. And we cried out to the Lord God of our fathers, as it is written, and it came to pass during that interminable time that the ruler of Egypt died, and the children of Israel did groan from their toil, and they screamed out and raised a cry to God from under the weight of their work. And the Lord lifted us out of Egypt in the mighty hand of an outstretched arm, with an awesome spectacle, with signs and undeniable wonders. And so we are obligated to give thanks, to sing praise, to venerate, to glory, to exalt, to beautify, to bless, to uplift and applaud the one who performed all these miracles for our fathers and for us. He brought us from slavery to freedom, from sorrow to joy, from grief to good days, from gloom to great radiance, from servitude to redemption. And we recite a new song. Hallelujah, sing praises, servants of the Lord, sing praises of the Lord's name. May the name of the Lord be blessed now and forever. From the sun's eastern rise and on to its westering, be praised the name of the Lord. Poised above all other nations is the Lord, over the heavens rests his honor. Who is like the Lord God of us, enthroned on high, inclining to gaze in upon the heavens and upon the earth? He raises up the impoverished from dust, from rubbish heaps. He lifts the poor to seat them with princes among the noblemen of his realm. He restores the barren of the house, and a mother with children rejoices. And here concludes the Passover Seder in accordance with its rules, all its laws and dictums. Just as we were fortunate enough to make this Seder, so may we be fortunate enough to do it again. Hear, one who dwells on high, raise up a community, a people beyond counting. May you soon guide those sturdy stems, those freed people, on to Zion with songs of joy. It's always a tradition at the Passover meal to end it by saying, next year in Jerusalem. So let us say that together. Next year in Jerusalem. And so it was at a meal similar to this that Jesus and his disciples were there that last evening, coming together for a meal when Jesus gave his commands and taught them of the bread and of the wine. And it was at a meal like this that Jesus took the bread and broke it and said, "This is my body, broken for you, given for you. And do this in remembrance of me." And after the meal, he took the cup and said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. My blood shed for you for the forgiveness of all sins." And so often as you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, do so in remembrance of me. And so Jesus has prepared this table for us. And let us pray. Holy One, as you did in that upper room so long ago, send your Spirit upon this bread and upon this cup, that they become your body and your blood for us. And send your Spirit upon us, that we become your body in this world, that we be your messengers, your ambassadors, your workers on your earth. Come now, for all things are ready, and we will serve one another. I'm going to begin by passing bread to my left, and we'll just go around in a circle, and as you pass the tray to your neighbor, let them take a piece of bread and eat it and say, "This is the body of Christ given for you." Don't be afraid to say that. That's part of who we are as a people. This is the body of Christ given for you, and if you know their name, say their name. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. So hold it, let them take it and eat, and then when they're ready, they can take the tray from you and hand it to the next person and let them. Once the bread goes around a little bit, I'll start passing the cup around and do the same thing. Hold it, let them take a cup out and drink and say, "This is the cup of salvation poured out for you." Or if you can't remember that, something equivalent. This is the cup of salvation poured out for you. And let them drink and put the cup back in the tray before you pass it on to them. And then when you get the tray, you can turn around and give it to the next person. So this is the body of Christ given for you, and this is the cup of blessing poured out for you. George, this is the body of Christ given for you. Let's pray in thanksgiving. With joy we praise you, gracious God, for you have created heaven and earth, made us in your image, and kept covenant with us, even when we fell into sin. We give you thanks for Jesus Christ, our Lord, who became the true Paschal Lamb that was sacrificed for our salvation. And therefore we join our voices with all the saints and angels and the whole creation to proclaim the glory of your name. And let us all say Amen. Amen.